It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Hank.
How you doing, buddy?
Long time no see.
I'm tired.
Yeah, right.
All that energy in the pool the last night.
Yeah, well, you didn't do anything. You just stood on the sideline.
I know, but I watched.
I know.
I watched.
It was a little warm.
It was warm.
Very steamy, and it was like the old haymow as soon as we walked outside.
It was like, this is like air conditioning.
89 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it feels like fall out here.
Yeah, it's like, wow, where's the sweatshirt?
All of what you're used to.
What a neat process, though, that is.
So much energy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Roundup, you know, they have a good number of students this year.
Over 100? Is that what they
said? I think so. Yeah. They're all there at one time. And then, you know, the other schools. So, yeah, there were a lot of...
How can you coach a team of 100?
I don't know.
I don't know. They do a good job.
Takes a lot of parents to volunteer.
Yeah, they do. And they said their parents are excellent. So, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, anyway, did you do anything fun last night?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, you went to a ball game.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. A couple of daycare granddaughters.
You took the wife out for a hot dog or something?
No, I didn't even do that.
Oh, you didn't?
It was too warm for that, too.
Too warm to eat.
She wasn't impressed. So.
Oh, really?
But we did go to the game.
Impressed with the hot dog or you?
Me. Either one.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Well, I kind of forgot my wallet in the car.
So, oh, yeah, that's times two there that she wasn't impressed with.
Right, yeah.
Well, anyway, you know what? Just keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Well, you know, working on it.
you don't want to overdo it.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks to one of our good listeners.
Oh, yes.
Donna, who brought in a sound effects machine. We've had these in the past, but the batteries all went dead in them. So,
the battery or the operator?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Yay! If I get one right, or let me see here. If we get one wrong.
No. There you go.
Boo. Or if we get one right.
Yay!
Or anticipation.
Boom. Boom. Yes.
Or.
Yeah, there's your wrong answer. But thanks to Donna Gillingham.
That's going to give us hours of fun.
Yeah, it will. Mm-hmm. It will. So, your question of the day, young man.
Oh, what is it?
If you could marry any fictional sitcom TV character, who would it be?
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, going back to my younger days, I was a big fan of Karen Valentine in a show called Room 222.
Oh, really?
Or Valerie Bertinelli in One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Eddie Van Halen, you know, he knew how to play guitar and I didn't.
You didn't,
He won her out, so I didn't.
You poor thing.
Yep.
You poor,
what do you
poor
do?
Thing. What can you do?
Yep.
Yeah, so mine would be Everybody Loves Raymond, his wife. What was it? What was her name?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, she was just mean, but I loved it. She is quick to the cut. I mean.
Right. She's also maybe even better in a movie, in a show called The Middle.
Oh, really?
Which I mention that show all the time, and people are like, what? Never heard of that? But it was on ABC for a long time. They replayed it for a number of years on, I'm trying to think, one of the other channels. But it was like, sitcom took place in Indiana, and family trying to make it. And, you know, she was really good in that.
She's a very good actress.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Or The King of Queens.
Oh.
What was her name?
Oh, I'm
not him.
No. She getting out of, that's almost too new. You know, that came out in the early 2000s.
Yeah, that was a great sitcom, too.
Yeah.
Loved MASH.
Uh-huh.
Andy Griffith loved all that song.
Oh, yes.
So, better than Black and White to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, much better.
Yeah.
When Barney was still there and Gomer was there. And
Right, yeah. Well, you might be from Arkansas, Philip. If you've ever gone to Walmart for one thing and left 2 hours later with mulch and beef jerky.
I've done it.
Yes. You know what? Yes. Yes.
Now, my usual reaction is after I check out, what did I spend $80 on?
On this bag?
And it's like one bag of, what is this?
Right.
I don't even know. So,
wow.
That's the depressing thing.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible. I mean, as the older we get, the more money we spend and the less bags we take out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So anyway, did you know, like, when you go to Colorado and you go to Walmart, they don't give you bags. You have to buy paper bags. They don't have plastic bags.
Oh, you have to? Oh, really? Yep. Okay.
So I'm sure that's coming everywhere.
So. Huh, probably. Yeah, so, what am I going to carry my other junk in?
Yeah, exactly. You know? How are you going to hide it from June?
Yeah, that's my lunch bag.
Exactly. So anyway,
yes.
Yeah, that was one of those things where we were really shocked when we were out there.
That you had to pay for them.
Yeah, it was like, whoa.
June has the reusable ones, though.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, and the one that has refrigeration.
Does she like those?
Yes.
Do you use them when you go?
Well, I most of the time forget them.
So do you... When she does use them, does she take them in the store and then put the items in there instantly or wait until she checks out?
No, wait until she checks out.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Some people put them right in there and just take them out and put them back in. So to me, that's double work.
Uh-huh.
Maybe right. Even triple work.
Right. But that's why I usually get the lecture. How come he didn't use those?
we needed waste paper bags.
Forgot them in the car.
Yeah. Those small bags are really good for waste paper.
Yeah, they are.
Like for bathroom or whatever.
That's true.
Anyway, buddy, today is Quizzy Poo Day, July 7th. I've worked hard on this, buddy.
I know. You started working like about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, so. So we're all good. Number one, Ola.
All right.
You got your name right?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
All right, number one. What does FM stand for in the radio business? Is it frequency meter, frequency modulation, field monitor, or frequency management?
Okay.
Number two, what animal can survive without its head for several weeks, Philip?
Oh, boy.
Let's go ahead and wait for the sound.
Go ahead.
Is it a snake, a chicken, a cockroach, or a frog?
All right. Got it.
All right. Number three, Hollandale had a high school until it closed in 1990. This is the best. If people could see your face when I start this question,
it's just like,
you're waiting for these questions to run out.
I know that. Yes, exactly.
So
that's again a little out of my jurisdiction,
right?
You know,
but you know Hollandale.
Well, I know some of them. Oh yeah, I've been there before.
Oh yeah,
many times.
Great place to play ball.
Yes,
right there on the corner.
Oh, sorry. I laid it down and it played a random sound effect.
Hollandale had a high school until it closed in 1970. In 1971, Philip, its students were included with Pecatonica.
Mm.
What was the mascot of Hollandale? Is it the Panthers, the Eagles, the Bobcats, or the Leotards? I mean, Leopards.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Got it.
Number four. Which U.S. president is the only one to hold a U.S. patent? All right. Is it George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, or Theodore Roosevelt? Hmm. Number five.
Uh-huh.
A 2008 Ithaca graduate.
Oh, no.
Thanks to Adam Hess. Hank's word blunder is brought to you by J&J Salvage and Auto in Boscobel. A 2008 Ithaca graduate had their senior picture taken with a saxophone.
Oh, boy.
Who is their musical? Who is this musical trailblazer?
Oh.
Is it Melanie Rico, Johnny Denman, Tony Thayer, or Jason Judson?
Okay. All right, got it.
Turn the page. Number six. Which country eats most cheese per person, Philip?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Is it the United States, the France, Italy, or Denmark?
The France. All right.
All right. What color were the slippers in the original Wizard of Oz book? Is it ruby, gold, silver or emerald? Ruby, gold, silver, or emerald? All right, buddy. Which which bird can fly backwards, Philip?
Oh.
Is it the robin, the crow, the hummingbird, or the blue jay? All right.
All right.
Number niner. How many noses does a slug have, Philip?
Oh, boy.
Is it one, two, four, or zero?
Ooh.
Yeah. I threw the zero in there just to throw you off, Philip. Okay. You think it might be
all right.
None?
Maybe. Okay.
Number, are we on 10 already?
Yep.
Which U.S. state has the official motto, United we stand, divided we fall? This is another one that I'm going to start adding in here because I'm running out of schools.
Oh.
So which U.S. state motto, the official motto says, United we stand, divided we fall? Is it Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, or Pennsylvania?
All right.
All right, buddy. Here we go. And what do you think, buddy? Some of them are pretty tough.
Tough one.
It was.
I'm going with six or
two. Really? I think in all the tests that I give you, you've never hit below seven, as I was reading in the last year.
Yeah, I know. You've gone easy on me.
No, not really.
Multiple choice helps.
You're actually a really, really smart dude.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're very intelligent with... You're kind of like I am. We know a lot about useless stuff that we don't need.
I'm a collector of useless
stuff. Yes, you are.
Stuff.
Yeah, 100.
Physically and mentally.
Yeah, look at me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, are you ready for your...
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Number one. What does FM stand for in radio?
That would be B, the frequency.
It is, yes. Congratulations. Woo! Yeah, there we go.
Thanks, kids.
It's amazing how much technology goes into making sure you hear that one song five times a week.
Sometimes.
Number two, which animal can survive without its head for several weeks? Is it the snake, the chicken, the cockroach, or the frog?
It's not the radio salesman.
It's not the... Wow.
It's the cockroach.
It is the cockroach. Yes, a cockroach can live for weeks without its head because it breathes... through tiny openings in his body and doesn't rely on his brain to keep basic functions going. It usually dies from dehydration, Phil.
Did not know.
Meanwhile,
that.
Most of us can't function without our morning coffee.
Right.
Yeah. Number three. Hollandale had a high school until it closed in 1970. In 1971, its students were included with Pecatonica. What was the mascot of Hollandale?
The third one, you said.
The Bobcats or the Panthers?
Bobcats.
Nope, it was the Panthers.
Oh,
yep.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that to me or your answer?
Me.
Okay. Number four, which U.S. president is the only one to hold a U.S. patent until, at this time?
I believe it's Abraham Lincoln.
It is Abraham Lincoln. Philip Lincoln received the U.S. patent number 6,469 in 1849 for a device designed to help lift boats over sandbars and other shallow obstacles. Even as president, Lincoln was trying to get things stuck. Today, it probably meant something to keep your phone charger from disappearing.
Yeah, now, there you go.
Have you noticed they just disappear?
They do.
Yeah, someone has a lot of them.
And your phone disappears.
Yes. Sometimes. Yes. And 2008, Ithaca graduate had their senior picture taken with a saxophone. Who is that musical trailblazer?
I'm going with Jason
Judson. Yes, sir. You're right on the
Woo-hoo!
Money. Yes, sir. All right.
I don't have a saxophone.
You don't have a saxophone?
I've got a...
What is that?
I don't know.
You're going to definitely have fun with that. All right, number six. Which country eats the most cheese per person? Is it the United States, France, Italy, or Denmark?
The U.S.
It is Denmark.
Oh!
Just to let you know, Wisconsin is requesting a recount.
I was going to say.
Number seven. What color were the slippers in the original Wizard of Oz?
I'm going with silver.
It is silver. Woo-hoo! Hollywood actually gave them a huge makeover in the movies and stuff. So, in the book, it said silver.
Silver. Yeah. All right.
Number eight, which bird can fly backwards? Is it the robin, the crow, the hummingbird, or the blue jay?
The hummingbird.
It is the hummingbird. Woo! They can parallel park like no other. So, number nine, how many noses does a slug have, Phil? Is it one, two, four, or none?
I went with two.
No, it's four.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Four noses and somehow they still can't smell when it's time to leave your garden.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Four noses.
Crazy.
Mm.
I couldn't blow them all at once.
No, I know. What do you do if you have a cold?
When you blow your... Yeah, because you have...
Take a lot of Kleenex.
Yeah. But you have to hold one nostril to get it clean. Imagine holding you know, two, yeah. four, six, five nostrils closed.
Well, you wouldn't have enough hands to hold your nose.
He'd have to get the centipede to help him.
When he went in the porta potty, you'd be like trying to hold three noses.
Yes, that'd be tough.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Yeah, it'd be tough. Number 10, Philip, which U.S. state has official motto, United We Stand, Divided You Fall? You answered this very fast.
Yeah, so I think I knew that.
Is it Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, or Pennsylvania?
Kentucky.
It is Kentucky. A reminder that teamwork usually beats arguing over where to stop for lunch.
Oh, boy. Seven.
Not
correct.
Bad, young not man. Bad. Not bad. That's a tough quiz.
It was. There was some ups and downs.
Yeah.
I impressed myself by a couple there. You
like
know?
Which one?
Well, the Ithaca graduate.
Oh, yeah.
That was a
or the slug?
Shot in the
oh, dark. You missed the slug, didn't you?
Slug, I think I missed. Yeah. I believe so.
Speaking of
slug. Oh, the noses. Yes, yeah. Right.
Speaking of slug.
Yes.
The slug's out of here.
Yeah.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Thank you for taking the quiz with us, and you can find it on Facebook right now. Philip. Have a great day. Be kind and play some John Denver.
Later, dude.
See you, buddy.